What if I told you that you can still achieve all that you set out to achieve this year in the remaining six, looking like five-ish now, month that is left in this year, 2022? Welcome to Tech Talk with Blossom. I'm your host, Blossom Babalola, and on here, we talk about everything about the software engineering career, sometimes even bringing you lived experiences of other software engineers to help you make better decisions about your career as a software engineer. And if you are planning to get into tech, then just to give you an insider view of what it currently is like. So if that's your cup of tea, I hope you sit back and enjoy. The first thing you want to know about achieving all that you are set to achieve this year is realizing that it is a marathon and not a sprint, right? It is a process. It is a process of building systems, not merely achieving a goal. So let's assume that your goal for the next half of the year is to get a new job, and you are literally trying to get a new job or a remote job or changing your career field and whatnot. So you need to know that, or you need to realize that, okay, let's just work with the example of getting a remote job. So, and the first thing you need to do is research all of the things that you need to do to be where you are, the particular steps you need to take. Where are you applying to? Do you want to work remotely? Do you want to relocate? Do you want to work on site? What kind of role do you want it to be? Do you want a specific industry? Do you have a particular company in mind? What is their interviewing system like? What languages do they use? Do they use take-home assignments? Do they do live coding interview sessions? You know, all of these things, you want to really know what you want for the next half of the year. And if you want to lose weight or gain weight, you have to clearly state, okay, what do I want to do? I mean, what is the target? Okay, am I going for 50 kg? Am I going for 60 kg? Knowing in mind that you might not get exactly all that, you know, this exact thing, but just having what you really want, knowing it clearly, being able to state it so clearly, not just I want to get a new job, but I want to get a new job at this and this, doing this and this, you know, having a clarity of what you want to achieve for the next half of the year. After you know it a fact, you know clearly what you want to achieve, the next bit is how do you want to achieve it? I think before how is really why, but I think that one is really up to you. You know, you might include it in these steps, you might not, but you really need to know why, because when all fails, when you get tired, when you get weary, which you will, when you get frustrated, it's your why that will keep you going. So you really need to know why even before you set out on this new adventure. So now that you figured out your why, you figured out what you want for the next half of the year, the next thing is to break it down into achievable milestones, things that you can do daily. Like break it down to the main secure thing you can do daily. I'm currently studying dynamic programming, and the first thing you want to do, well, in most questions, is find the base case. Like, what is the smallest sub-problem? Once you find the smallest sub-problem, it would help you solve the bigger problem. You want to identify the smallest sub-problem that you can do daily, because the essence of achieving your goals is to build a system. If you don't build systems around your goals, then it's just going to be wishes. And if wishes were horses, beggars would take a ride. The world does not reward us for our wishes and how big or how wild we dream. It rewards actions. And though there's the fact that sometimes even the actions or the reward of the actions is not, the reward you get does not match up to the action and the work you put, but you still have to put in the work. You still have to take an action. Finally, it's prepare for the worst, really, and know that you are building all of these habits, you are building all of these daily systems to kind of like sustain you where you are going. So if you are learning something new every day, if you are creating content, if you are updating your resume, updating your, you know, professional profiles. So these are things that you would always need to do. You always need to learn daily. Content creation is good because it helps you to learn. If you are creating things, then you have to learn about what you are creating. I hope you are learning and not just creating random things. You're actually putting in the effort. So all of these things, you know, networking, learning, interpersonal relationships and all of that, it just really helps to mold you. In the end, you're not just looking for a job, you become better, you learn. And so the last final is just to keep an eye open or keep an open heart to whatever outcome you get. And this is, I just use the example of trying to find a new job. This is rinse and repeat for whatever you are set to achieve for the remaining half of this year. And again, I'm just saying for the remaining half of this year, but it could literally be anything, right? So building systems, building habits, you will not see a substantial result kind of until a year, 2 years has passed. It's not immediate. It's a compounding effect, right? You have to let it grow and you just look back and just be like, oh wow, how did I get here? But you got here because you've been putting in all these daily amounts of work. 30 minutes a day, it's going to really change your life. At the beginning of this year, I started waking up like a little earlier than I already have. And I've just gotten so used to being productive during that time. And I think that I've been able to have those times for myself and to really do things for myself and contribute to my own personal growth. You will be amazed. I mean, sometimes I do feel like stressed and I feel like I'm doing so much and I'm not getting anywhere. I feel that a lot of times. And so I look back at things like, these are vanity metrics, right? At things like my GitHub streak, and I see the consistency and the thought of, you know, you've learned something new every day. You've made an effort to learn something new every day. Really impresses me, like, wow, that girl really tried and I'm that girl, right? So yeah, you will be amazed. And so keep on going. It's not too late. You can literally achieve everything that you set out to achieve this year. And before I end this podcast, I would like to steal Cal Newport's idea from his podcast, Deep Work, where he summarizes or talks about the books he read the previous month. And I just thought that, oh, that would be a nice idea to talk about the books I read. So one of the things I wanted to incorporate this year was to read more self-help, psychological, thought-provoking books. I am more of a fiction, romance fiction, science fiction, fantasy fiction. I love to live in other people's lives. And I think that my imagination is better than movies. So it works out quite nicely. But this year, I wanted to be intentional about reading books that actually stimulate my mind and helps me grow, like finance book, investment, self-help, reading the thoughts and experiences of other people. The goal was to read a book, at least a book a month in January. That was what I set out, like, okay, I'll read a book a month. And what I'll do was, like, I'll get a book I was interested in, I'll see the number of pages, divide it by the days of the month. January, that was 31, and I'll just read about 7, 14, 26 chapters a day. And that was how I was able to actually keep up with these things, because I tell you, I wasn't interested in self-help books. I didn't like them. I mean, it was like taking cocaine all the time. I was reading all of this fiction and all of this high dopamine giving like books. And then I have to start reading about, you know, all of this drug books. So yeah, they're not drug. They're quite interesting, but just coming from reading, trying to show you where I was coming from, the kind of books I used to indulge in. So yeah, that's why I gave myself that, like broke down the goal into systems of read a certain amount of chapters a month. And what it turned out to be was that I started to read even more chapters a day, and so I was able to even finish more than one book, two books every month, and it just kind of like went from there. And so I was like, oh cool. Now I read about four to five books a month. And yeah, I just think that's pretty nice. You know, setting out from reading one book. I think in January I did read one. I started the other one that could not finish it. In February it was probably the same. And later I saw that I was reading 2, 3. I was like, oh, this is nice. Now it's 4. So yeah, let's talk about the books. The first one I read was Think Like a Woman and Act Like a Man by Steve Harvey. The title completely puts me off, I'll be sincere. I think that it's very weird. I mean, why would I want to think like a man but act like a woman? It's just, I mean, who does that? But yeah, the book is about, it's a relationship advice kind of book, basically knowing how to treat men in the context of a relationship, knowing if you are being played and all. And I just came to the reasonable conclusion that if I have to read a book to wonder if my partner is serious about me, then my partner is definitely not serious about me. Human relationships is one of those things that is quite obvious, that we are really obvious about. And because we are relational beings, people can kind of like sense fake relationships. How can you tell when an actor is bad? Like, that actor is really bad because they are not acting well. They are not portraying the emotions that should be. And that is what sets bad actors apart from good actors. Good actors really sweep us in, and we kind of like believe that, oh, this is this person, but it's not right. But we human beings can naturally do that. That's why actors are special, kind of, because they are gifted, they are trained, and they are like really good at what they do. But regular human beings, we can't fool other people with, you can tell fake people from a mile away, fake smiles, fake cries, fake friendship. We can just tell, right? And so, if in the context of a relationship, you have to read a book to find out if your partner is being sincere with his intentions about you, then your partner is definitely not being sincere. Because if they were being sincere, then you would know. It would not even be a question. You would know, right? So that's that about that book. I didn't finish it, and I don't think I'll be finishing it anytime soon. But yeah. Anyways, I also read How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. So the first time I read this book was in SS2, and SS2 is the year before my final year in secondary school, which is high school for you Westerners, I guess. So yeah, the year before my final year in secondary school slash high school. It was gifted to me by my physics teacher at that time, and I really loved it. I thought that it was one of the best things in the world, teaching me about how to influence people and be popular and have everyone like me. Yeah, but now going back to the book, because I need to learn about interpersonal relationships when dealing with people and co-workers, and I just find that the advice in the books are timeless. I like that it focuses on me and not the other person. It's telling me what I can do, what I should do, just advising me on how to improve, how to be a better person in relating with others and taking the load off of the other person. And every one of us, we are intrinsically selfish. So having to look beyond ourselves and other people is just golden advice to me, and I hope I can follow through with everything. Though I do think that some of the principles in the book were rewarded and rephrased so many times, and the book is way longer than it should be because some of the ideas were just repackaged as different, but it's still a great book overall. Certainly better than Act Like a Man. Anyways, next one I read was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and I kind of like guessed that it would be a little like all of the law of attraction thing I've been seeing all over TikTok and YouTube, but I was still curious, and so I read the book. I wasn't far off because there was a lot of desire, faith, and writing down visualization going on, but I think it's still a great book to just show you that as a man thinker, so he is. What you think is, you are literally a product of your thoughts, right? So yeah, I think that idea being expounded on is what Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill is about. Also, oh, I have to talk about value validation project. There was a chapter, I don't remember the chapter, where it talked about how to get your job. And this was never about desire, of course. They talked about desire a lot. You have to desire the job, but practical steps on how to stand out. And I thought those were invaluable advice. If I'll read that book again for anything, it would be for that chapter alone. Next, I read Python Crash Course by Eric Matz. I'm guessing that any of you, most of you listening to this right now, are coming from LinkedIn or Twitter or Instagram, or basically anywhere where I share my data structures and algorithm study journey. And you would know that I also solve these problems in Python language. My primary language for about 2 years now has been JavaScript, though my first language was Python and I did it at my internship. But primarily, I've been using JavaScript for like a while now. And so I thought reading a book on Python programming language would be a good way to refresh my knowledge on the language. It's a really great book. I think I went through a lot of Python text until I finally settled on this one and I really loved it. Then finally, I read The Richest Man in Babylon by George Clooney. It sounds like George Clason, not George Clooney. Why do I think it's George Clooney? I think it's Clason. It's Clason. Yeah, it's George Clason. So I love this book. This was my favorite book of the previous month because it was like fiction. It was like I was really want those fiction that I normally indulge in, but while learning valuable lessons about finances and how to build wealth. I mean, I love fiction, I love money, and yeah, it was just like all of my favorite theme going on all at once. And also there was references to some of there was Nebuchadnezzar is a king in the Bible, in Daniel it was referenced, and seeing him be used in this fiction was just giving a lot of like, I don't know, it's just like when you see your favorite actor popping up in this movie and you didn't know he would show up, just like you're just so excited, like, oh my god, I know this person, like, yeah, I don't know, it was just so exciting. Yeah, I also loved the book, and from there I was able to coin about 5-4 principles of wealth. The first one is definitely stay out of debt, and stay out of debt by living below your means. Definitely live below your means. Budget is not a way of limiting you and caging you from your desires and your wants. Budget is a way of giving you control over your finances. You are literally telling your money that I'm in charge of you and I drive you, I direct your path. Basically, I feel like that's what budgeting does. You are just directing where your money goes. You are in control, you are the boss. But when you don't budget, your money is kind of like going wherever it wants to go. Money kind of like has a mind of its own. It wants to be spent and it will be spent whether you like it or not, but budgeting really keeps you in check. So yeah, I think staying out of debt by budgeting, living below your means, and if you are in debt or you do get into debt, you dedicate 2/10, that's like 20% of your income, to repaying those debts. And the truth is that sometimes, depending on how much debt you have accrued, 20% of your income is not enough to pay back all this debt. Now this is where most people get it wrong. Then they try to use all of their incomes to pay this debt and then get into debt again, and it's like, wow. You know, use all your income to pay the debt, then you need debt to live off to the next income. So just, you need to come to agreement with the people you are in debt with and just kind of like tell them your position, where you are, and your stand to pay back 20% of your income. It's worked in the book and I just think like it's a fine idea. So yeah, I'm staying out of debt. Dedicating 20% of your income to paying back debt. Like, make it a law. Like, tell your friends, I will give you 20% of my next income. I can't pay everything back at once. I'm really sorry, but this is my income. This is what I've determined to do to stay out of debt. You know, people are really compassionate. You should try it. Saving 10% of your income. Pay yourself first, definitely. And when you've paid yourself enough, then start investing. This is the third rule. After paying yourself 10%, then start investing when there is enough to invest. And definitely, I think the fourth one is definitely don't just invest blindly. Receive counsel from people who know better than you. This is the information age, right? Information is free, information is everywhere. So just get counsel from people who know better than you. And the golden rule to investments, I think one of the golden rules to investments for me is, if an investment seems too good to be true, then it definitely is too good to be true. Stay away from it, basically. Yeah, I think that's basically it. That's the one I kept in my heart, kept in my mind, because I love them. I mean, all of the rules of savings or finances, it's like, oh, like, this is the summary of it. And I just really love that it was compact and it was told in a storytelling form. And you know that when things are told in storytelling form, they kind of like stick because you can associate them. I think that's all about it. This was supposed to be like a filler episode, like, welcome to the second half of the year. Here are things that can help you. Books are read. How are you doing? It's supposed to be like a little chit chat between you and I. Moving a little bit away from tech-centered things and just taking it a little bit slow before we dive right back into it. But yeah, I guess it's turned out to not be filler filler episode after all. Anyways, you can reach out to me on my social media platforms. I would love to hear back from you. If you did read any book, definitely reach out to me. I love book suggestions. I love discussing books or anything else, really. Bye. Thank you for listening and hanging out with me. As always, I hope you learned something new, pondered or something new, or something just made this whole thing worth your time. You can catch me on LinkedIn, it's Blossom Babalola. On Twitter, it's Blossom Babalola. And everywhere else, it's Blossom Babalola. Till next episode, keep building, keep doing awesome stuff.